Tonight, we have some new clues about what caused that massive oil spill off the coast of California as underwater cameras locate the exact place of the leak and a big tear in this pipe. Crews have so far cleaned 6 miles of coastline, painstakingly walking beaches and picking up gobs of oil that has been washing ashore. It is just tragic. Several Southern California beaches remain closed, and tonight, the Coast Guard is defending itself against accusations that it didn't act quickly enough to contain the spill. In a moment, I'm going to be talking to a surfer, Jazz Kaner. He is the owner of Bonsai Surf School in Huntington Beach, about the impact of this spill firsthand. He has seen it up close. But first, News Nation's Michael Schur is joining us live from Huntington Beach, that hardest hit area in the disaster. Good evening, Michael.
Marnie, now you're talking to a non-surfer, so it's good that you can set up that difference. It was an intense day out here of trying to figure out, of course, what caused this and trying to remediate the damage that came from that spill. Later today, they were starting to say that maybe it was an anchor for reasons that we will talk about. But the whole point of this is to shed a little bit of light on the fact that there is still, and you can see some of it over my shoulder here, there is still a lot of oil and petroleum activity off the coast of California. Politicians today here in Huntington Beach saying that that should change.
Late today, investigators said submersibles inspecting a more than 17-and-a-half long Southern California pipeline discovered a 4,000-foot section out of place with a 13-inch gash in the pipe, which may support the theory that an anchor could have caught and dragged the pipe, causing the leak. All the while, work continues to clean up the beaches of Orange County, and lawmakers at an afternoon press conference promising answers.
We are going to make sure that we have answers as to how this happened and to make sure that we hold the responsible party accountable.
Also today, the Coast Guard admitting it was notified of a possible problem Friday night, but didn't launch a full investigation until Saturday because there wasn't evidence of an actual leak. While the potential for environmental disaster persists, so far wildlife authorities have reported only 8 cases of oil-tainted animals. Even Governor Gavin Newsom today picking tar off of Huntington Beach.
Talk about tar balls. I guess this is the personification of a tar ball. But you just see it just randomly, you know, coming up on the beach.
And tonight, a renewed call to end offshore drilling. I asked the governor if tragedy like this also creates opportunity.
And I don't know what more you need than coming up on bucolic beaches of California when you have tar balls like this to sensitize people to the opportunities that present themselves in terms of a low-carbon green growth future.
And Marty, this is what some of that tar looks like. I mean, you can see it's kind of malleable and sticky. It sticks to your hands, and you can imagine what it does to animals and wildlife. The governor saying that right now there are about 300 volunteers and employees working around the clock, at least while there's daylight, working along these beaches and around the clock in other parts of the estuaries that are near Huntington Beach. He said there's a call for volunteers, and he will put the number out, but right now they don't even have the manpower to man the phone banks to take the information for those volunteers. It takes 4 hours of training, and then they could be out here doing the same work. 1,500 they expect doing this work by the end of the week. Marty?
In such a beautiful setting as we look at that sunset behind you tonight. Yeah. Michael, sure, this could take weeks, months to clean up and impact the ecosystem for years to come. Michael, as always, thank you.